Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, Dave Moore.
How you doing?
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Ireland, gentlemen. I realize this is somewhere you're very familiar with.
Sure is.
Congratulations on this brilliant movie. I loved Electric State. The cast, the story, the beautifully choreographed violence. I just wonder how much fun it was for you guys making it.
It was great. You know, it was great. I mean, so much of it is, done later in post.
Sure.
So we're not privy to any of that. We just go in and do our jobs as actors, and then they go, all right, see you at the premiere, in essence. But it's a joy to work with the Russo brothers. You do end up sort of working a lot by yourself in movies like this. We had one scene together. For the most part, you're working by yourself. I worked by myself a lot. But it's still a joy because the Russo brothers run such a great set.
I mean, the fact that they could turn a robotic peanut into something that was inhabited by Woody Harrelson is the proof that we need for that, right? I actually saw an amazing thing. They were interviewed by an Irish YouTuber called Daniel Fee, and Joe invited him onto the set in LA, and he's gone there, and now he's like, his career is just taken off because of the things that these guys do. They're amazing. And you guys get to play pretty bad guys in this movie. I wonder, Giancarlo, do you see the Butcher in this movie? Do you see him as a bad guy, or do you try and see something good or something that you try and, identify with what it is he believes?
I do. I feel like any script that I read, no matter how dark or light, I try to find where's the love in it, where's the understanding in it, where's the humanity within it. And with this particular piece, I was really cognizant that a man who is a soldier and is subordinate to his orders follows those and does those to a T. So it's a very strict attitude that he has.
Yeah.
And being that this guy is retired, he's had some time to think and to go, he's done his duty and he's out. So I looked for in the story, and what struck me very deeply during an early phone call with Joe and Anthony after having read the script was there was an opportunity for this particular character to have some kind of epiphany, whether it be a small,
sure,
slight one or a large one. But he was the guy that could go, I'm done with all this. And their reaction to that was, oh, wow, we love this.
Okay.
And I had earmarked a couple of places where it could happen. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about it a little more. And they stealthily and brilliantly put that in. Think it really helped the picture overall, but it helped me to be somewhat of a guy who not only is suspect of Ethan Skate, but of his own past history.
Sure.
He guides himself to a place where he can sort of take back control of his life and emotions by saying no more. And to me, that is reflective of people who are on the fence in our own society now, it encourages people to think for themselves and then to take action.
To both of you, this movie is about, effectively on the surface, about a war between humans and robots. But I wonder, as we now in 2025 are on the cusp of robots becoming more commonplace in our households and our lives, for example, does either of you have, a robotic vacuum cleaner or a lawnmower or a robo pet? Would you do that?
No. I've got an electric toothbrush.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. We share one.
No, beautiful.
I'm not good with stuff like that.
Look, I think it's an interesting thing. My immediate reaction is, God, what would I do with that? But I've always looked at that commercial where that vacuum does itself and thought,
yes,
well, that'd be great to have. But I guess I wouldn't really know unless I had one.
And Giancarlo, let me tell you, right, I have one and his name is Trevor. He had to be given a name by the children, yes. And he's great and you think he's going to be perfect. And then he does the floors that you can see, and then he's always stuck under the couch, caught on cables and sending notifications to my phone going, help me, help me, I'm trapped.
Yeah, no, who needs that? Who needs
exactly.
It doesn't take a lot of effort to vacuum a floor. Do you know what I mean?
No.
And I actually
You're
like
so
vacuuming.
Right.
I do too.
I do. I like it. You like to clean and order.
I love to clean. It makes me feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah. Just got this new thing that is exciting to me that I haven't used yet, but I'm going to use it when I go home, which is a thing that it will vacuum and mop at the same time.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Wow.
I know.
My Trevor's not that qualified.
No. Yeah, see, I'm really excited. Obviously, it doesn't do it, you have to push it. But
sure,
that's
sure.
exciting to me. That's as far as I go.
Do we really want a caretaker machine or a robot? You know, I mean, we, you know, if we want a robot, we want it to do something for us. But then if you're always in a mode where you have to repair it and caretake
it's
it
annoying.
And it has sort of kind of emotions and, you know.
It's stuck under the couch.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. it's afraid and traumatized.
Like it's like you have a child.
Yeah. yeah. Like, I mean, we really want like that.
That can't hug you. Yeah. What's the point? Get a vacuum.
Stanley, I love your TV shows. And as an Italian, I just want to ask you this. What is the best tiramisu you've ever eaten? Because I still remember an exceptional one I had in Venice in 2008. I've never had a bad tiramisu, but that was the best.
You know, I don't know. I'm not a huge sweet eater, so I'll be honest.
Okay.
But it was created, oh God, now I'm going to get it wrong. Actually, it was created, if I'm not mistaken, in, oh shit, no, I can't remember the right region. Anyway,
okay.
The interesting thing, I've had a lot of really good ones. Can I tell you one specifically? No. But I can tell you that tiramisu is actually not an ancient recipe. It was invented in the 1970s. And
isn't that nobody, crazy?
Most people don't know that.
Wow. I certainly didn't. Yeah. Wow.
Everybody
wow.
thinks
Thank
it's like
much.
Some sort of thing from the Renaissance. No, it's not.
Yeah. And I have to wrap up very quickly, but just to say, as I said, Ireland loves you both. I know you both spend a lot of time here. Like Giancarlo, you went swimming in the 40-foot in Dunleary when you were here.
I speak about that to this day. So invigorating, love the 40-foot. I got raided by the Young Bucks. At least 15 of them, between 15 and 19, who were just like, what is Gus Fring doing at the 40-foot?
Yes.
it's a favorite place of mine, Ireland in general. Of course, I shot Abigail there, have dear friends
yeah.
Down in the South. It's a special place for me. So, hi, Ireland.
Yes. Stanley, the 40-foot is a place where you go sea swimming. Next time you come over, Giancarlo and I will bring you, and you'll love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, bring your wetsuit or leave some of your private parts behind. Right? You like that, don't you? Freezing, baby.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, freezing.
No, I can't.
I've got a wrap, guys. Congratulations on the Electric State. I love it, and great
Thank
to talk
you.
To you
Thank
both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM.